Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. I've been doing a series of episodes on coping with stress and anxiety in these really difficult times. And today I think I want to finish out that series. We'll talk more about things that will be helpful to people as we move forward. What I wanted to talk about today is, for me, perhaps one of the most challenging, which is that of gratitude and the power of gratitude. And the reason that it's challenging for me is that when I wake up in the face of my worries and fears for the health and well-being of families and friends, I have the challenges that many of us in the horse community face of trying to figure out how do you care for your animals, how do you do it in a way that's responsible, the challenges of being at home and trying to do the responsible thing. We just received an order today to shelter in place in Virginia, wanting everybody to stay home, the struggles with that. Sometimes it seems like there may not be much, in fact, to be grateful for. But I think the reality is that every one of us both needs and would benefit from taking the time on a regular basis to find even the smallest of things to feel grateful for, to feel grateful about, to place things. Not just place things into perspective, which is one of the ways we think about that, but also it's a very powerful tool for us to help reset our brain and to train our brain to balance those stresses and to maintain our energy in moving forward and being adaptive and being engaged in our lives, even though we're faced with great, great challenges. The other day, the example that I give is the other day I was up feeding the horses and filling a water trough, and I saw a spider web that was glistening with dew and billowing on the fence line. And it was a moment for me just to reflect on the natural beauty and the gratitude I have for experiencing that natural beauty in so many ways every day, both in the people that I work with, the people that I love, in the work that I do with my horses and in nature all around me. So I would challenge you today to take that step. And if you can, certainly do it once a day, but I would think about doing it maybe a couple of times a day to challenge yourself to find at least one small thing that you are grateful for, one thing that brings light into your life. And use that as a practice. The hope is that in practicing that we provide ourselves a way of connecting to our best selves, to our positivity, to our resourcefulness, and to a sense of appreciation, which will buoy us in the difficult times ahead. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. I look forward to seeing you again soon.